conducting head-to-toe assessments. The first steps that you will take when working with a victim will be to conduct triage and rapid treatment. After all victims in an area have been triaged and moved to a medical treatment area, CERT members will begin a thorough head-to-toe assessment of each victim's condition. During triage, you are keeping an eye out for the killers: airway obstruction, excessive bleeding, signs of shock. A head-to-toe assessment goes beyond the killers to try to gain more information to determine the nature of the victim's injury. The entire assessment must be performed before initiating treatment. Objectives of head-to-toe assessments. The objectives of a head-to-toe assessment are to determine, as clearly as possible, the extent of injuries. Determine what type of treatment is needed. Document injuries. Remember to always wear your safety equipment when conducting head-to-toe assessments. What to look for in head-to-toe assessments. The medical community uses the acronym DCAP -BTLS to remember what to look for when conducting a rapid assessment. DCAP -BTLS stands for the following: deformities, contusions, meaning bruising, abrasions, punctures, burns, tenderness, lacerations, swelling. When conducting a head-to-toe assessment, CERT members should look for DCAP -BTLS in all parts of the body. Remember to provide immediate treatment for life-threatening injuries. You should pay careful attention to how people have been hurt. The mechanism of injury. Because it provides insight to probable injuries suffered. How to conduct a head-to-toe assessment. Whenever possible, ask the person about any injuries, pain, bleeding, or other symptoms. If the victim is conscious, CERT members should always ask permission to conduct the assessment. The victim has the right to refuse treatment. Talking with the conscious patient reduces anxiety. Head-to-toe assessments should be conducted on all victims, even those who seem all right. Verbal. If the patient is able to speak. Hands-on. Do not be afraid to remove clothing to look. It is very important that you conduct head-to-toe assessments systematically. Doing so will make the procedure quicker and more accurate with each assessment. Remember to pay careful attention. Look, listen, and feel for anything unusual. Suspect a spinal injury in all unconscious victims and treat accordingly. Remember to check your own hands for patient bleeding as you perform the head-to-toe assessment. Check body parts from the top to the bottom for continuity of bones and soft tissue injuries. DCAP -BTLS in the following order: 1. Head. 2. Neck. 3. Shoulders. 4. Chest. 5. Arms. 6. Abdomen. 7. Pelvis. 8. Legs. While conducting a head-to-toe assessment, CERT members should always check for PMS. Pulse, movement, sensation. In all extremities. Medical ID. Emblems on bracelet or on neck chain. Closed head, neck, and spinal injuries. When conducting head-to-toe assessments, rescuers may come across victims who have or may have suffered closed head, neck, or spinal injuries. A closed head injury for the participants is a concussion type injury, as opposed to a laceration, although lacerations can be an indication that the victim has suffered a closed head injury. The main objective when CERT members encounter suspected injuries to the head or spine is to do no harm. Minimize movement of the head and spine while treating any other life-threatening conditions. Signs of a closed head, neck, or spinal injury. The signs of a closed head, neck, or spinal injury most often include change in consciousness, inability to move, one or more, body parts, severe pain or pressure in head, neck, or back, tingling or numbness in extremities, difficulty breathing, or seeing, heavy, bleeding, bruising, or deformity of the head or spine, blood, or fluid, in the nose or ears, bruising behind the ear, raccoon, eyes, meaning bruising around, eyes, uneven, pupils, seizures, nausea, or vomiting, victim found, under collapsed building material, or heavy debris. If the victim is exhibiting any of these signs, he or she should be treated as having a closed head, neck, or spinal injury. Stabilizing the head. In a disaster environment, ideal equipment is rarely available. CERT members may need to be creative by looking for materials that can be used as a backboard, a door, desktop, building materials, anything that might be available. Looking for items that can be used to stabilize the head on the board. Towels, draperies, or clothing. By tucking them snugly on either side of the head to immobilize it. Remember, moving victims with suspected head, neck, or spinal injury requires sufficient victim stabilization. If the rescuer or victim is in immediate danger, however, safety is more important than any potential spinal injury, and the rescuer should move the victim from the area as quickly as possible. Exercise. Conducting head-to-toe assessment. Purpose. This exercise will give you a chance to practice conducting head-to-toe assessments. Instructions. 1. After breaking into pairs, the person on the right will be the victim. 2. The rescuer will conduct a head-to-toe assessment following the previously demonstrated procedure. Repeat. 3. After making two observed head-to-toe assessments, the victim and the rescuer swap roles.